that it, this adding the cedar on top of the sage. You never mix your medicines.
Yeah.
You know, you don't never put them together. You don't store them together.
Also, you don't put cedar in with sage?
No, you keep all your medicines separate.
Oh, okay.
That's what caught my eye was grind a cedar, put it on the sage, was it?
Yeah.
Put the sage in the shell oil. Oh, yeah, well, that's how you use that, I like it. See, that's, well, we never used to use, you know, the 60s and 70s, sage and sweetgrass start moving in Minnesota. We always seem to use cedar, swamp tea, and stuff like that. And
so they never smudged long ago?
Huh?
They didn't smudge long ago?
Oh, yeah, they did that all the time. We'd take it, I'd use a pan, and then I put a rock in there, and I sprinkle the cedar on it, cover up with that, you know. Same way with the cedar, they steam it up when you boil it, inhale the fumes, and get about 2-3 good puffs of it, cleans out your lungs and stuff.
So you did put cedar in sage, is that what you're saying?
Like in on the fire, you blow it to smoke, or you can just put it in the frying pan when it's on the stove, heat it up, and that's how I smudge it here. We have something heated up that we put it on.
Okay, so you don't like the usage of shells?
What's that?
You don't like the usage of shells?
Them shells that people use?
Oh yeah, you can use those with them. They get pretty damn hot when you get that cedar to smoke, you know?
Right. So, yeah, I've noticed that.
See, this is before the sage and all this stuff come in. That's what we used to use, is cedar.
Only cedar?
Yeah.
Oh.
That sage and stuff is pretty new around here. We didn't have it growing all over here.
Oh.
That eventually worked its way in here.
Yeah.
Different tribes and stuff.
And then before they only used cedar? Like, would they keep it in the whole leaf, or would they like break it up?
What's up?
How did they smudge with it?
That's what I was just telling you recently.
No, I mean, did they leave it whole? Or did they like break it apart?
No, we'd heat a rock, a big rock, and a fire outside even. And
oh,
set it in a pan, bring it in, and use that, cover up with it. That's why it's all grinded up. Yeah, use that like that.
So you do grind up your cedar?
What? No, by hand, you know. You get pretty fine.
What? I need to know what was I want to put. Is it grinded or is it kind of still whole?
It's like half and half because it's
okay.
Still little strips.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Cool.
Any Asian magwak, how does it smell?
Oh. I gotta take out my man. I can't smell good, my man.
Ooh. Is it fresh?
It's strong.
Ooh. I need to get some cedar. How would you say, Jim, how would you say, put a warm rock on top of it?
Put a rock on.
You know, when you talked about putting that hot rock on there?
Uh-huh.
How would you say that?
Oh, drop all the guacatawa, what you do, use a shovel, move it from the fire, set it in. Yes, have about that big a rock.
Okay.
Then you sprinkle on top of it, and you all cover up with a blanket in there. You know, they come over, they do those. You don't just a whole bunch of people or anything like that, you know. When you're getting doctored and stuff like that, you do that with the medicine man. And he'll show you how to do these things. Your tobacco, medicines. You always put your tobacco out, you know, for gathering stuff like that. So
in the background, he's been getting a cast iron pan hot on the stove.
Oh, what?
I don't know if you can see that or not. So he's sprinkling it in there.
Put the rock right in the middle. Yeah, there'd be a rock in there. That's more ocean on my way, you know, more in nature than anything. Everything comes from nature. Everything you use. So, you know, a lot of the stuff here. Feather, the fan, you fan with the feather, you smudge you, you know. The reason you go and you do these things, you know, if you're walking it to, like every morning, if you do, like me, when I get up, I put tobacco out for everybody, all the Shinabe people, and they leave the house. Bring them home, you know, watch out. Come back when nothing happens, you know. That's ask for prayer, you pray every morning. Always pray to the east for the mornings. Start my day. A lot of different ways they do things, you know. Just Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, or again, on the Friday. And I'll get some more things, and the appointments come up, you know. A lot of this stuff, you know, we can do, right? Just like we did here, we got all that stuff out there to use, and we talk about the sweat lodge out there, you want to, you know, things like that, get your boy on, you know. I really don't like to go into that kind of stuff, but it's to teach you guys that, you know, it should be. You know, you should have been brought up that way, you know. And if you bring it from somebody else and then you go see somebody, you're going to put something up your head there. You know, that he does it this way. He don't know. I don't want to fill your head with a bunch of stuff, you know, that you didn't come up with. Because to me, this is my walk of life. I live this and everything. You know, I Well, you know how it is out there. You guys lived it, lived been around it. I was very fortunate.
Do you know how to make kinnikinick, James? Jim?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing. I see some over here.
Yeah.
I can't remember where it was. I go. They're really nice. The little red willow.
Mm-hmm.
You get the ones about finger size and scrape them off. Then you see the ones growing next to them. They're thicker. So you can take the thicker ones and then the littler ones and mix them together after the coloring, change the coloring. So you can smoke that right in the pipe too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I used to have a pouch that I used to carry it in, just like tobacco, put tobacco out, same thing. That's a wizard tobacco, we call it ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff, you know, you'd be surprised what you go make, but, you know, like, they always said, put a little tobacco out, and you go take some from Mother Earth, you know, that's the main thing. Same thing when you're going to go racing, put tobacco out, you know, going fishing, put a little tobacco out, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.